So, you know, if there are kids sitting right in front in a class, but they are distracted and they're distracting us, then what should we do at that time? Why should this be allowed to go on, or why can't something be done about it? Every one of us has to find out the best way we can serve Krishna. Suppose, say, we come together for chanting. Now, some devotees chant very loudly. Now, they chant so loudly that everybody else has to give their chanting and their own chanting. So when this happens, what do? But sometimes it may happen that devotee may have the intention of disturbing others. But that is the level when they chant, they can be attentive. So the best chanting is, we chant at a level where, you know, we are attentive ourselves and we let others be attentive to their chanting. But if that is not happening, then we may move away. The only chanting very loudly, let me move to some other place. Or we may tell that person, can you please chant softly? Sometimes they may listen to us, sometimes they may not listen to us. So what do we do at that time? If they listen to us, fine. If they don't listen to us, then we move aside. So in the particular situation, we have to find the best way to move towards Krishna. Now if that devotee is regularly coming and daily they're chanting loudly, it's a daily issue, then we may either tell them or tell some senior devotee, and then that devotee can either chant softly or maybe chant at a little distance from others or whatever. Some practical solution may have to be worked out. So similarly, now for some people, they just absorb in their chanting. That devotee's loud chanting may be disturbing me, but it may not be disturbing someone else. They absorb in their chanting. So that means there are three things over there. There is whatever is the action that is happening, there is the effect of that action on a particular person, and there is the response of that person. So some speakers, when they're giving class, they just, even a little noise is there, they say, no. And it's best if Prabhupada is sitting the child out. Or they would be sit in this way, sit in that way. They would be very particular about particular things. So now each speaker has their own emphasis, has their own mood. We are all following Prabhupada, but we are all individuals. Srila Prabhupada, for example, he loved kachoris. Does that mean all followers of Prabhupada have to love kachoris? We have our individual nature, we have our individual tastes. On Prabhupada's Vyasa, we will offer him kachori. And we will take that also Mahaprasad. But that may not be our favorite food. So we follow Prabhupada in his purpose, but in the specific practices, it will make, no speaker would like to have distraction in the classes, that's understandable. But specifically how to deal with something, that's up to person to person. So in general, we say Prabhupada would say sit properly, but then Prabhupada would also not give very long classes. Prabhupada's class is 20, 25, 30, 40 minutes at the most. 20, 25 minutes on average, not much, think 40 minutes sometimes. Prabhupada would not give long classes. Then in Prabhupada's classes also, there would not be long question answers after that. So we may find if there are long question answers, then if the body wants to sit in a particular way, you want to relax a little bit, that's fine. So we have to eat. So there is a particular situation, there is the effect of the situation on us, and there is our response. So now that same situation may disturb one person and not disturb another person. The effect will be different depending on the particular person. So if I find that it's distracting me, then I have to find the right response. Now for some parents, they may feel that, you know, if my child is sitting right in front, even if the child is not attentive, yes, at least the spiritual sound vibration is going in. And they're hearing something over there. Some purification is happening. Some benefit is there by that. And even you would say that even if the children are not attentive, still the fact that they are willing to come and sit and they not just want to go and play, that is also laudable. It's not that every child can do that. So I would say that rather than making things in black and white, that this is right and this is wrong, you have to see that everything has its pluses and minuses. So sometimes Prabhupada will also take that attitude that when he would give me a class in Hindi. But still, he would ask his Western disciples to sit in here. He said, the sound vibration is purified. But then sometimes, Prabhupada would say, that because my Western disciples are there, they don't understand Hindi, so I'm going to speak in English. And he will ask someone else to translate. So Prabhupada would adjust upon my place circumstance. Sometimes understanding is important, sometimes just listening to sound vibration is important. So yes, most places, especially for example on Sundays, when the class is going on, there's a separate arrangement for taking care of the children. So there are special classes or there's special engagement for the children given. But when other classes are there, creating some separate engagement for children will not always be possible. You know, devotees may also want to hear classes, and then somebody wants to, somebody who has to take care of the children, if they can't get to hear classes then. So specific arrangements may not be practically possible in particular situations. Then what we need to do is, within the situation, how best can I hear Krishna, hear about Krishna? So if there is some distraction, then maybe I move a little bit away from the distraction I try to hear. And the next time I can plan. So now you have voiced this concern, other devotees are also there, they also heard about it. They will think about it and they may do something practical about it. That means that the basic attitude is that Krishna, whatever happens, I want to serve you. So if there is a situation of distraction, even there I will try to hear as much as possible. But it's also my responsibility to try to see if the situation of distraction can be avoided. Sometimes it can be avoided, sometimes it can't be avoided. So if we let the situation get to us too much, then we will not be able to do our service to Krishna. So our service to Krishna is that we want to hear about him. Sometimes we want to speak about him. So we all have to learn to tolerate different distractions at different times. So first time when I came to America, I was going to a college program and I was giving lectures. Normally, you know, all of you, we are used to, I'm coming from India, I'm from Brahmacharya, we're used to people sitting and hearing. Now in this college program, there was boys and girls sitting next to each other, and the boy was fondling the girl, and the girl was fondling the boy. And they were both of them sitting right in front of me. So I couldn't even look anywhere else. You can't look somewhere else and they're sitting right in front of you. So then another devotee told me, so I thought this was a very difficult situation I went through. Then another devotee told me that he was going for a college program, and when he was going, at that time, he said there were only one boy and girl were coming. And they came on the condition that the girl will sit on the lap of the boy. Now what is the point? So then he said, I went for this program 2-3 times. I thought, let me go. But then he said, then you're not paying any attention to me. Then he decided, I'll do a program somewhere else. So the point is that sometimes we are put in situations where there is some distraction. And then we do the best service we can in that situation. And afterwards, we decide whether being in that situation is worth it or we can do something else. So normally, say you sit in front, we won't attend you. But if you find that sitting in front is distracting, then you sit a little behind or make some adjustment. But when we are in a particular situation and there is nothing we can do immediately to change that situation, then rather than resentment get in the way, we just accept and try to do what we can in that situation. At one level, we want the best facilities for serving Krishna. At another level, surrender to Krishna means we do what we can with what we have now. So this is the facility I have. This is the level of attention, calm surroundings I have, distract surroundings. I do what I can with what I have now. So that's how we serve Krishna. And certainly, we can try to create better facilities. But rather than resenting the present, just try to connect with Krishna as best as we can in that situation. Okay. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhaktavinda ki, Itai Gaur Premani.